This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. The Missouri Senate has passed additional funding for capital repairs, design plans for a new facility at the state mental hospital, and for the state park system. The measure was approved by a 29-4 vote today. It would allow the state to spend $50 million on new capitol windows and structural repairs, $38 million on a new state office building, $20 million for parks, and $13 million to fund design plans at Fulton State Hospital. Lawmakers moved forward with the additional funding last week after Governor Jay Nixon's administration released an April financial report showing state revenue had increased by more than 11% from last year. The spending plan now heads back to the House. Missouri prosecutors advising police on undercover investigations now have greater legal protection that their conduct won't violate ethical rules. A recent change to the Missouri Supreme Court's rules of professional conduct explicitly allows government lawyers to collaborate on undercover operations without risking sanction for professional misconduct. The amendment further codifies a tactic that former Cape Girardeau County prosecutor Morley Swingle calls the oldest trick in the criminal investigator's book, lying to a suspect to help solve a case. Swingle is now an assistant U.S. attorney. Missouri is among 10 states to make similar revisions to its conduct codes for lawyers. Many came in response to a Colorado case in which a prosecutor's law license was suspended after he posed as a public defender to elicit a murder confession. The Missouri House is not planning to give Governor Jay Nixon's administration data related to an attempted access of the list of gun permit holders. The Office of Administration requested computer logs last week after a House computer was used to access a secure website containing the gun data. The House computer used credentials the state had previously provided to a federal agent. House Speaker Tim Jones said the attempted access was part of an investigation into the Nixon administration. House Clerk Adam Crumbliss sent a letter to the Nixon administration Monday that says releasing the House computer data could compromise the ongoing investigation. Commissioner of Administration Doug Nelson says the access was unauthorized because the information on the website had been intended for use by law enforcement. Early this morning, Columbia police officers arrested MU employee Tyler Hack at the 1100 block of West Broadway for burglary and sexual misconduct. Hack, 29, is listed as an assistant teaching professor in MU's Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department. Officers say Hack entered a neighbor's home through an unlocked door while the victim was sleeping. The victim woke up to Hack fondling his genitals. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says he cannot comment on the incident except to confirm Hack is an MU employee. Hack's bail was set at $500 for the sexual misconduct charge. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon today warned Republican lawmakers that he'll lay off state workers if full funding isn't restored to the budget for the Missouri Department of Revenue's Motor Vehicles Division. GOP budget writers chose to fund the division for only 8 months because of the continued scanning and storing of source documents of driver's license applicants. Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia says the practice is illegal and that the government is being irresponsible.
There's absolutely no reason for him to lay off anyone in that they have a full budget for 8 months until we come back, and provided they comply with the law, which they're currently violating still today, we'll give them the rest of the year's budget. But if the governor wants to use it as an opportunity to cut state employees, he's the governor and he can do that.
It's too late to amend any of the budget bills. However, if the Nixon administration agrees to stop scanning applicants' personal documents before the budget is voted out tomorrow, lawmakers could choose to allow the DMV's budget bills to return to the conference where they could be fully funded. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Khatri.